The Hourglass, June 25, 2011, by Ernie Noll. In my dream, I am looking at a small treasure box containing a precious gift that everyone should treasure, the gift of each moment of time. I lift the box lid and see many small hourglasses. In the middle of these is one large hourglass that is 3 times larger. Picking it up, I notice it has a glass top and bottom with 3 glass pillars. Inside the hourglass, the final grains of sand are falling. I watch until the very last grain is about to fall through the hole, but instead it begins swirling around, then bounces back and forth on the glass. I hear a very faint tinkling sound as the grain hits the side of the glass, as if it is trying to prolong falling through. It bounces faster and faster, until at last it drops to the bottom. All this time the herald has been standing next to me. Calling me by my heavenly name, he reaches over and turns the hourglass on its side. I now see the words Seventh-day Adventist members on each of the 3 pillars. The herald explains that probation closes for Seventh-day Adventists before those of other faiths because of the great light they have had. The last grain falling through the hourglass represents the end of their probation. A large, flat object, like a door, now falls onto the hourglass, shattering it into many pieces. The door to the ark has closed. The herald says that just before the close of probation for Seventh-day Adventists, every disrespectful form of worship will be demonstrated in their church services. Those who have been found worthy to receive God's mark will proceed onward to teach His messages. Those outside the closed door will meet with God's judgments because of their unfaithfulness. There are so few who hear God's voice in the messages given by His messengers. The herald now takes me to what I understand to be an enormous classroom that holds about 20,000 students who are teenagers on up to the elderly. There is a platform up front and several whiteboards for the teacher to use. The students wear either a cardboard crown with gold letters, a blue armband with gold letters, or a blue blazer with gold letters on the back. The letters all read, Seventh-day Adventist member. Each is there to take a final test. Along with the test are sheets of paper with the question numbers and the book and page numbers where the answers can be found. On a different sheet of paper are the answers in larger and bolder letters. The teacher goes through each question and tells the students what to write for the answer. The herald instructs me to look again to see who are also there to assist the students. I now notice angels holding different books. They have been sent to help any student answer any question. As I observe the students, I notice they are not interested in taking the final exam. Some wear earphones and listen to music. Others have grouped together to sing modern praise songs and perform praise dancing. Some have gone to sleep at their desks. Others brag that they come from many generations of Seventh-day Adventists, so they do not need to take the test. I now notice one student sitting in the back of the classroom. Several angels holding books stand around him. He has folded the answer sheets and placed them along with his books on a shelf under his seat. He now begins to diligently take the test. Several students begin to ridicule him. Some wad up their test papers and throw them at him. Yet he continues to answer the questions. The herald now takes me to the corridor where I've been many times. He says that I was told before, as June is a short month, so is time. Prepare for the wrath of God. You were given this dream on June 22, 2007. It was given to you near the end of the month. This demonstrated that, with June being almost over, and the remainder of the month being so short, so is time short for this earth's history. Many were told to prepare, but few are ready. Many sleep while around them God's wrath is demonstrated. The herald points to the side of the corridor, and I see these words. Men and women are in the last hours of probation, and yet are careless and stupid, and ministers have no power to arouse them. They are asleep themselves, sleeping preachers preaching to a sleeping people. Testimonies for the Church, Volume 2, page 337. The herald explains that in the justice and mercy dream I was given, our Father, through His great love, showed some of what to expect to assist His people in getting ready spiritually. This dream also foretold the coming weather and what should be expected. Last summer, the world witnessed floods, fires, hurricanes, and tornadoes. There were extremely high temperatures in certain areas, while elsewhere there were extremely low temperatures. Many saw the destructive power of the weather that God allowed. This past winter of 2010, many parts of the world experienced unusually severe snowstorms, ice, and frigid temperatures. In the spring of 2011, as a testament to God's prophecies, there were tornadoes of unseen precedents. The great snows have melted, and flooding of great destruction was and continues to be witnessed. This summer, many will be scorched from the heat of the sun. Great will be the loosing of the winds of the weather in tornadoes, hurricanes, floods, and fires. This information was given so that each would know they must repent now, because many will die from the extremes of the weather. All of this was shown in the Justice and Mercy dream, but many overlooked the important warning to prepare. The Herald continues to explain that in the SDA Church dream, I was given the message that God's true church will not fall. His true church is not a building, but rather made up of faithful individuals. I was shown how many unfaithful are worshiping far differently than how God has instructed. In the Reverence My Sanctuary dream, specific instructions were given regarding the proper way to worship the Creator of the universe. The ABC dream revealed which type of books, CDs, and DVDs are good to purchase. Instructions were given to study as if it was your final. Are you looking for answers? He is the Word, the Author, the Truth, the Way. Instructions were given on how to prepare for the final test. I was instructed through other dreams, such as the Great Test, of the correct books to read and study and other items which are not good to own. The Herald emphasizes that it is important for all to know that God is sending His messages today, which many have ignored because they think the messengers are unacceptable. God has said to prepare. He has said to repent as I am coming. He sent instructions in the dreams, the SDA Church, and Reverence My Sanctuary on how to worship. These messages are being given to prepare His people. The Repent as I am coming dream included this statement by God's prophet Ellen White. Jesus has said that in this age, just prior to His second coming in the clouds of heaven, God calls for men who will prepare a people to stand in the great day of the Lord. Just such a work as that which John did is to be carried on in these last days. The Lord is giving messages to His people through the instruments He has chosen, and He would have all heed the admonitions and warnings He sends. The message preceding His public ministry was, "Repent, publicans and sinners. Repent, Pharisees and Sadducees, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Your message is not to be one of peace and safety. As a people who believe in Christ's soon appearing, you have a definite message to bear. Prepare to meet your God. The SDA Bible Commentary, Volume 4, page 1184. I look to the side of the corridor, and I now see these words written by Ellen White. The things you have described as taking place in Indiana, the Lord has shown me would take place just before the close of probation. Every uncouth thing will be demonstrated. There will be shouting, with drums, music, and dancing. The senses of rational beings will become so confused that they cannot be trusted to make right decisions, and this is called the moving of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit never reveals itself in such methods, in such a bedlam of noise. This is an invention of Satan to cover up his ingenious methods for making of none effect the pure, sincere, elevating, ennobling, sanctifying truth for this time. Better never have the worship of God blended with music than to use musical instruments to do the work which last January was represented to me would be brought into our camp meetings. Selected Messages, Book 2, page 36. The Herald says to notice that God has sent this message, but it is being ignored by many. Notice that it was predicted that just before the close of probation, these things would be witnessed in His worship services. Praise music and praise dancing are just one example of uncouth things that are done around the world during what is to be the most holy time of the worship services. The message was given to prepare. A message was given 4 years ago to prepare for the wrath of God. Messages were given to a messenger whom he chose. Many quickly stepped up to discredit and weaken the frail human fiber of the messenger. Looking at me, the herald tells me that although I tripped and sinned, I also got up and repented and was allowed to continue serving as God's messenger. I am not the messenger whom most people want, but I need to understand that I am the messenger whom God wants. The herald explains that only a small remnant will be prepared for the close of probation of Seventh-day Adventists. He points to the corridor wall and says that God instructed Ellen White to record these words. I have stated before them that, from what was shown me, but a small number of those now professing to believe the truth would eventually be saved, not because they could not be saved, but because they would not be saved in God's own appointed way. The way marked out by our divine Lord is too narrow and the gate too straight to admit them while grasping the world or while cherishing selfishness or sin of any kind. There is no room for these things, and yet there are but few who will consent to part with them, that they may pass the narrow way and enter the straight gate. Testimonies for the Church, Volume 2, pages 445 through 446. The Herald states that as a messenger, I was instructed in the boardroom dream that a document was to be prepared. This was accomplished through the book The Truth, the Whole Truth, and Nothing but the Truth. This book was to address certain individuals who discredited and made accusations against me. It was also to show the apostasy and spiritualism that is prevalent in the Seventh-day Adventist Church. However, I was instructed not to be involved in the writing of the book. Many stepped forward to assist and were guided by the Holy Spirit. Documentation was given with factual data that statements made by individuals against me and the messages I have been given did not agree with the Bible and Spirit of Prophecy. Each of these individuals was mentioned by name. Each was to repent of the wrong statements they gave. As of this dream, none have done this. Instruction was given to each in the Repent as I Am Coming dream. Before approaching the Heavenly Father, each needs to approach the one they have sinned against. Each needs to ask forgiveness for believing the herald is an agent of Satan. Each needs to publicly ask for my forgiveness before approaching God's merciful throne. The herald turns toward me and smiles patiently. He says he is to take me somewhere so that I and others will understand better what he is showing. I am taken to a very high grassy mountain. It has a flat surface, and from the top I see in all directions for a long way. The herald draws my attention to a certain area. I see a man standing there. The herald reveals that it is Ed Reed, the former stewardship director for the North American Division of Seventh-day Adventists. He states that I am a false prophet, and that the only place tithe is to be given is to the local Seventh-day Adventist churches. The herald states that through what was written and the data that was provided in the Truth Book by the For My People ministry, it reveals that Ed Reed now stands as a lying serpent. All can see how he presented a false witness. All can see that he spoke gravely against the Bible and Spirit of Prophecy. Next, the herald points to another man, Angel Rodriguez. He reminds me that Angel Rodriguez made claims against me that are not biblically substantiated. It is ironic that as a researcher for the Seventh-day Adventist Biblical Research Institute, he did not research anything from the Bible, but rather made false and invalid claims. The herald again points to another man, Steve Wolberg, who at first believed in the dreams. However, when his friend Ed Reed stated false claims regarding tithe, Steve Wolberg followed the opinion of man. He sinned greatly by calling good evil. The Truth Book has well documented his deception. He twisted truth, which caused others to believe contrary to what is written in the Bible and Spirit of Prophecy. Next, the herald draws my attention to another man, Eugene Pruitt. He wrote many accusations to make it appear that I am a false prophet. Those who have believed his advice should notice the prophecies that I have been shown and how they have come to pass, such as God's wrath being poured out in the weather changes. Eugene Pruitt's arguments are not supported by God's word. The herald again draws my attention to another man, Vance Farrell. He made invalid claims against me based on what Linda Kirk wrote. He did not bother to contact me to verify if the information was correct. The herald tells me to share the following from the Truth Book regarding Vance Farrell. Of all those who have risen up against Ernie, Elder Farrell has to be the most reckless among them. The many outright lies Elder Farrell states, as a matter of fact, lead us to question if he is not led directly of Satan. Instead of reading the dreams and testing them to the Bible and spirit of prophecy, Elder Farrell has chosen to read and form his opinions based on a letter that attacks Ernie's character. The Bible tells us the only one who attacks someone's character is the devil. He is the accuser of the brethren, Revelation 12:10, and this is what Elder Farrell has done. One would think that someone like him, who considers himself a defender of the truth, would have at least followed the Bible counsel in Matthew 18:15 and contacted Ernie to find out if what Linda had written was true or not. It is interesting that of all those who have criticized Ernie's dreams, Elder Farrell never once mentions the issue of tithe, even though Linda mentions it in her letter. Why did Elder Farrell not bring up this point, since it is the only one in which the critics claim Ernie's dreams contradict the Bible and spirit of prophecy? Could it be that the reason is because he is in agreement with what Ernie was shown? After all, did he not write the Truth About Tithe book? This just shows that those who argue that Satan is preaching to the converted is completely wrong. Here is one who we would expect to stand in support of the dreams, but instead he rejects them on someone else's word. As you read Elder Farrell's letter, you will notice that not one point is raised to show Ernie's dreams teach error. Now the Herald points to another man, David Gates. He once believed in the dreams, and heard God's voice as he spoke to him through the messages sent from the throne of heaven. Then he received a letter from Laura Lee Jones, who made false claims against me. This woman promotes and believes in keeping the Jewish feast days and the lunar Sabbaths. Both beliefs go against God's word. The request was given to David Gates to acknowledge his sin and to make amends. Next, the Herald points to two women, Laura Lee Jones and Linda Kirk. He states that God is displeased with them because they have sinned against me as God's messenger. The lies that Laura Lee Jones stated are based on the fact that I was shown that God's people are not to be involved with observing Jewish feast days and lunar Sabbaths. Linda Kirk continues to promote doubt regarding my dreams to those looking for truth. She discredits the one whom the Father has called as a messenger. All the above individuals were written about in the truth book. The Herald now tells me to look way in the distance where I see a man standing with a picture of Orion, charts, a sextant, and many other objects. The Herald explains that this is a man who likes to be called John Scottram. I am to make it understood that he was told that no one knows the day or the hour of the coming of Jesus. God has asked him to cease his studies of declaring the coming of Jesus in the year 2015 and illustrated his displeasure by smashing the clock. The Heavenly Father has clearly stated that John Scottram is to discontinue these studies and to stop leading others in a false path. The Father has made it very clear that no one knows when the event will be that he will send his Son to bring the redeemed home. He has simply stated to prepare each day as if it is the day of your final test. I am shown that only about 1 out of 20,000 students will take the final test and receive a passing grade. The remnant will be very small. Many who have been given an opportunity to prepare now stand unprepared. As June is a short month, as there are not many days left, so is the wrath of God. Prepare for his wrath. Those who have spoken against the Father's messages will see and feel his wrath. The Herald tells me to turn and face the men again. They are now spaced further apart and stand in a straight row. Each becomes like a large lighthouse. Some are taller than others, but all emit a very bright light. Some have four lights that shine. One also has a very loud horn that sounds. All these have stood as bright stars giving light to lost souls. The Herald points to the sky, and I see these words written by Ellen White. When we know that the Lord cannot be glorified in us unless we surrender all to him, why do we not cast our helpless souls upon him? Why do we not abide in him, that he may abide in us? When we do this, we shall be a living power in the world. The change in our spiritual experience will witness to the power of the truth. We shall be bright lights shining amid the moral darkness of the world. Since the Lord has declared that he is more willing to give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him than parents are to give good gifts to their children, why do we not accept the promise so freely made? since the Lord has declared that He is more willing to give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him than parents are to give good gifts to their children, why do we not accept the promise so freely made? Why do we not consecrate ourselves to God? Entire surrender to the Lord is something that is revealed in the daily life, and it exerts an influence upon other lives. Bible Training School, May 1, 1904. The Herald reiterates that each of these men and women was instructed to repent. Yet it must be understood that before one can ask for the Father's forgiveness, each must, as much as possible, first seek out that one whom they have wronged and ask forgiveness. In my case, as God's messenger, each has greatly sinned not only against me, a brother, but against God. Each must ask for my forgiveness, then for God's forgiveness. We are instructed to prepare. Just as when this dream was given, there were not many days left in June, so is time short. Prepare for the wrath of God. The Herald again calls my attention to notice these inspired words by Ellen White. Many a star that we have admired for its brilliancy will then go out in darkness. Chaff, like a cloud, will be borne away on the wind, even from places where we see only floors of rich wheat. All who assume the ornaments of the sanctuary, but are not clothed with Christ's righteousness, will appear in the shame of their own nakedness. Testimonies for the Church, Volume 5, page 81. I am instructed to look again at the lighthouses that stand as bright beacons and as bright stars. The beacons of light now slowly go dim, and the lighthouses fall and break into pieces. I now see each of the men and women standing with a pale look of death. Just as before in the dreams, the end, and justice and mercy, I am observing when Jesus is about to call fire down to consume those who stand in the second resurrection. I see men who once shone as beacons of great light, as stars shining to illuminate truth to many. I am shown what will happen to the following individuals if they do not repent. Even though many were able to come to the throne of God's mercy, because Ed Reed shone as a bright beacon and a mighty star, he now stands about to be consumed by the fire of God's justice because he was unwilling to acknowledge his sin and to admit the whole truth about God's storehouse. He was unwilling to humble himself to admit that he lied regarding God's prophet. Standing next to him are Angel Rodriguez, Steve Wolberg, Eugene Pruitt, Vance Farrell, and David Gates. These men served as bright beacons. Yet, I now see them standing together, just as they stood united in the cause to discredit God's messages and lead many to doubt the messenger. Next, I see Laura Lee Jones because of her beliefs and teachings that led others away from the truth. I see Linda Kirk because of all she did to discredit the messenger. She also supported the accusations of her former boss, Steve Wolberg. These all now stand to receive their just reward for discrediting the messages and the messenger, as well as for those they caused to walk away from the messages sent from God. I hear each speak of the great work they did in bringing many souls to Jesus. I hear Linda Kirk screaming that I am a false prophet, that I have sinned and should be destroyed, and that all of them are innocent. A fire now comes down to consume each of those individuals, and some burn for a long time. Each was given ample opportunity to humble themselves and repent. Now they scream and writhe in pain. The Holy Spirit worked, and the Father's patience was long in waiting. I watch each of these, as well as others, continue to burn because this is their final judgment. The Herald now points to another individual by the name of Curtis Farnham, from Redlands, California. He made the website called notaprophet.org, where he posted unfounded information against God's messages and God's messenger. Because of this and his involvement with the apostasy and spiritualism in the Seventh-day Adventist Church, he has met his final judgment. He stands burning as well for those whom he brought to Satan. He was given ample opportunity to repent. The Herald and I are now once again in the corridor. We sit down on a couch, and I tell him I have several questions. I state that at the beginning of this dream, I was shown about the close of probation for Seventh-day Adventists. I ask if this has happened or is about to happen. The Herald replies that he was instructed to tell me that those who still have time to approach the Father's throne and repent must do it now. Each has been asked many times to prepare. The wrath of God will be poured out like thick liquid over the surface of the earth on those who do not repent. That moment will be their last, and their door of probation will be closed. They will be raised in the second resurrection for their final judgment. Those who humbly repent will receive God's mercy. I asked the herald if now only one in about 20,000 will be saved. He reminds me that Jesus has asked, "Will I find faith?" We must understand that the Father's church will be made up of a small remnant. The herald reveals that the last grain of sand is about to pass through the hourglass. The last Seventh-day Adventist is about to be sealed. The Father showed his messenger, Ellen White, the condition of his church just before the end of probation for Seventh-day Adventists. After their probation has closed, God's church will then begin a purification process. The Father has instructed how the true church should be. There will be very few left in this remnant, yet they will unite and perfect their characters to be like Christ. These will then go forth to find others who are not in God's chosen church, but who will abandon their former beliefs. Just as there were 12 tribes through Abraham, and as there are 12 gates of the walls of the heavenly city to represent those tribes, so will God call out from many faiths those who will accept the true teachings of his church. Guided by the Holy Spirit, these individuals will develop the character of Christ and be united to become a part of those who are they, the 144,000. Together they will do the work of Elijah and the work of Jesus. They will stand as a testament that God's laws can be kept. They will be as varied as the 12 tribes of Abraham, yet united as one in the same beliefs. I mentioned to the herald about the men who served as bright beacons of light, and about the two women, and how they all condemned the messenger, lied, misconstrued statements, and caused others to doubt the validity of the Father's messages. I ask if they have grieved away the Holy Spirit, and if the bright lights have now gone out. The herald answers that the door of probation is still open for them, but that it is closing and will soon shut, never to be opened. He explains that it is up to each one to humble themselves and repent or accept God's final judgment, as I was shown. They are all being requested to first privately ask for my forgiveness and then to make a public statement of repentance. Next, they are to ask forgiveness of the Heavenly Father. This includes Curtis Farnham, who maintains the notaprophet.org website. Will these individuals humble themselves, or will they stand to receive the final fiery judgment? Is their soul so cheap that they will throw it away? These individuals have never done what has been repeated in the dreams sent from God for his people, to study and compare the messages with the Bible and spirit of prophecy and to repent. Those who read this dream are being asked to communicate with each of these individuals to encourage them to seek repentance before it is too late. The herald now instructs that I am to report a message to specific individuals who do not understand how I can remember a long dream like this one. Questions have been heard by the Heavenly Father, and he wants those who have asked to understand how I receive messages. As an example, the first part of this dream was given to me on May 14, 2011, which was 2 days after the previous dream was completed. For several weeks, I was given additional parts of this dream. On June 25, 2011, I was told how to finish this dream. When the Lord instructs, the dreams are edited and posted on the For My People Ministry website. Often, many dreams are repeated to help me remember. Sometimes I am corrected in a dream if I do not understand something I was shown. When I am shown what is in the Bible or spirit of prophecy, I use what has already been written. I am very often given dreams on the Sabbath. It is the day the Lord gave for his creations to especially remember the act of creation. It is a day to walk and talk with him. He looks forward to that day when he will personally commune with his people each Sabbath. This dream was started on a Sabbath and ended on a Sabbath. The herald and I stand up, and he places a hand on each of my shoulders. He tells me the following messages from Jesus that I am to share for the following individuals. My dear brother Ed Reed, I am asking that you repent of the statements you have made against my herald and my messenger, Ernie. You have not been truthful in the statements of the placement of tithes. I have shown through my messengers that tithe is to support a ministry that is doing my work. Tithe is to support the spread of my truth. Those who give tithe to a ministry or a minister can easily know if they are tithe-worthy. I have made it clear that it can be seen by the fruits of the ministry. I have called Ernie to serve as a minister for his ministry, which has received many testimonials of changed hearts. Through these, the fruits reveal that it is a tithe-worthy ministry. You have failed in the statements you have made about him and his ministry. I instructed to have written in the truth book the truth of how you have been dishonest. Many have read what was written. Truth was shown from the Bible and spirit of prophecy. Please publicly confess your untruthfulness. Humble yourself before it is too late, and repent before the door is closed. Please do not disappoint me and stand as one whom I will destroy. Please stand with me as I pour out the final judgment. My dear brother Angel Rodriguez, I am asking you to repent of the lies you have stated. You condemned my messenger Ernie, but spent no time researching from the Bible. Your facts were based on the lies of someone else. This has been documented in the truth book. What you have done in this matter does not agree with the Bible and spirit of prophecy. Please publicly confess your untruthfulness and admit that you have sinned against me and my messenger. Please humble yourself before it is too late and repent before the door is closed. Please do not disappoint me and stand as one whom I will destroy. Please stand with me as I will pour out the final judgment. My dear brother Steve Wolberg, you have sought me often in prayer and stand as a bright beacon against many forms of darkness. You have sounded an alarm. You once believed in these messages, but you changed because you believed the lies you were told about tithe. You say that you are a faith-based ministry, but you show little faith. Your ministry would flourish, and you would not need to constantly beg for funds if your ministry was truly faith-based. Those who see the fruits of your ministry would support you the way I designed, not the way man designs. It was made clear in the truth book how tithe is to be used. It was shown from the Bible and spirit of prophecy. You have been deceived by those telling you that the only place tithe can go is in a church offering plate. I have made it very clear who is to receive tithe. You are a tithe-worthy ministry because you are doing my work. You claim that you refuse tithe. You struggle financially. You have publicly stated that you do not accept tithe. Instead of accepting tithe to be used for my work, you allow it to be squandered away in the conference halls of gambling. You claim that the herald is of Satan, yet he is the angel who took Lucifer's place. He stands in honor after myself, and is the one chosen to open God's purposes to mankind. He was the messenger to Old Testament prophets. He is the one who was sent to Daniel to reveal important prophecies. He announced the birth of John the Baptist. He announced my birth to Mary. He is the one who came to me at the Rock of Gethsemane. He gave the Apocalypse to John the Revelator. He is the angel who says that his name is not important, and that the name that should be on the lips of all is my name, Jesus. At every important moment, where a very special message is needed, our Father has sent the herald. He has come to my messengers. The one you call evil is the one who should be called good. You have called Gabriel evil. I beg you to publicly admit that you have sinned against me and my messengers. Please publicly confess your untruthfulness. Humble yourself before it is too late, and repent before the door is closed. Please do not disappoint me and stand as one whom I will destroy. Please stand with me as I pour out the final judgment. My dear brother Eugene Pruitt, you have made false statements which have been covered in the truth book. What you have stated does not agree with the Bible and spirit of prophecy. Please publicly confess your untruthfulness. Humble yourself before it is too late and repent before the door is closed. Please do not disappoint me and stand as one whom I will destroy. Please stand with me as I pour out the final judgment. My dear brother Vance Farrell, you have circulated your false beliefs that were based on conjecture from Linda Kirk. You never bothered to contact your brother Ernie to see if there was any truth to what you read. This has been documented in the truth book. What you have done in this matter does not agree with the Bible and spirit of prophecy. Please publicly confess your untruthfulness. Humble yourself before it is too late and repent before the door is closed. Please do not disappoint me and stand as one whom I will destroy. Please stand with me as I pour out the final judgment. My dear brother David Gates, you have surprised me more than the others. You once believed in these messages. You heard that still small voice of the Holy Spirit. You could see the same author of these messages as you have in the Bible and spirit of prophecy. Yet you believed our deluded sister, Laura Lee Jones, who follows Jewish traditions, one who does not keep holy the true Sabbath. You tossed aside these messages from God to believe the misguiding of a wayward woman. This has been documented in the Truth Book. What you have done in this matter does not agree with the Bible and spirit of prophecy. Please publicly confess your untruthfulness. Humble yourself before it is too late and repent before the door is closed. Please do not disappoint me and stand as one whom I will destroy. Please stand with me as I pour out the final judgment. My dear sister Laura Lee Jones, many have prayed that you will see the dark path you are walking on. You have made false statements regarding my messenger Ernie. The beliefs you are holding have been proven wrong. You are leading many away from the truth. If you truly love me, I am asking you to cease the Jewish traditions and lunar worship that you are following and promoting. Please worship only on the seventh-day Sabbath, which was instituted before this earth was created. What you are doing has been documented in the Truth Book and does not agree with the Bible and spirit of prophecy. Please publicly confess your untruthfulness. Humble yourself before it is too late, and repent before the door is closed. Please do not disappoint me and stand as one whom I will destroy. Please stand with me as I pour out the final judgment. My dear sister, Linda Kirk, you gathered information in an attempt to discredit my messenger. Shall I send truth to my messenger and allow him to reveal your sins? Shall I ask my messenger to share your private family problems? I have done this with my previous messenger, Ellen White. I have called Ernie to serve as a messenger for the final closing moments to prepare my people. Yet you continue to spread doubt about my messages. Many things you have stated and done do not agree with the Bible and spirit of prophecy. This has been documented in the Truth Book. You have also promoted false beliefs regarding a dress standard for these final days. Those beliefs do not agree with the Bible or spirit of prophecy. I have not asked women to dress in a way that they are gazed at. I gave instruction to Ellen White that women are to dress according to the times they are living in. You are not living in the 1800s. Ellen White did not live in the time I walked on the earth. You have caused damage to those who are seeking truth. You are being led by Satan. Will you have too much pride to humble yourself by quickly and publicly confessing that you have sinned? You must do this before you approach the Father's throne of mercy. I ask you to repent before the door is closed. Please do not disappoint me and stand as one whom I will destroy. Please stand with me as I pour out the final judgment. The Herald now stresses that all should understand that the door of probation for Seventh-day Adventists is closing. Once the door has closed, the early rain will have done its work, and the seal of God will have been placed on His chosen people. The messages for Seventh-day Adventists will have ceased. The Herald reminds me that I have been called as a messenger, and I am to continue to serve faithfully. He explains that even though certain family members have rejected the messages, or hope that no one will know of their relationship to me, I am to remember that God already sent a message that family will turn against family. I am to know that I am never alone, that the universe watches the final messenger serving God's church. There is still a great work to be done, and the messages will continue as long as I am faithful. The Herald smiles and states that this dream is best ended the way Chapter 9 of the Truth Book ends, with these words. Our prayer is that in this generation God will guide His faithful home. We pray that those who are guilty of the sins described not only in this chapter, but the rest of this book, will repent before the chance is lost. Yes, it will be difficult, but the Creator of the universe waits with open arms to accept you back. He does not want any of His children to die the eternal death. He wants you home. Will you respond to His invitation? We pray that you have been blessed as you have read the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.